Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Chatty Cathy. I love starting off these episodes and these chats with you. I hope they're giving you some good value, and I would love to hear from you if you have anything to share, feedback, whatever, good, bad, it's all good. I love feedback. So here we go today. Today's a new day. And today I want to talk about something really, really important. And I know I allude to this topic in my content, if you follow me on social media, even in the podcast episodes you've listened to in the past, if you've listened to them before. If you're new, welcome. But if you've listened to me talk about needing to increase calories from an extreme deficit, if you've been following diets for many years or even an extended amount of time, then this is going to give a little bit more insight into why I say that, because I'm looking at how I've shared this topic, and it's really important to break things down a little bit more into some depth. So when I first started, and many of you can most likely relate, you know, when you want to lose weight, you get frustrated with maybe clothes aren't fitting, or you see yourself in the mirror after a shower taking your clothes off, and you just feel like, what in the world? This is not good. This is not what I want to look like. Or maybe you step on the scale and you're like, what in the world? Like, how did that get so high? Where did that number come from? Whatever the instance is that forces you to react, what is the first common reaction? The first common reaction is to go on a diet, because what diets do is obviously restrict calories, which, yes, in the short term, you lose weight. That's why they're so easy to turn to, right? They're addictive too, because the more extreme they are, the faster the results are. Well, it's simply because you're shocking your body from whatever point you're at then, but not really understanding the problems that we are going to be dealing with after the fact. And that's what I want to talk about today, in how the diets are actually put together can be a positive if you're doing a periodization or programming your food intake and your workouts in a proper way that's going to actually work with your body. So change is good when we're using it to our benefit, right? I mean, obviously it's challenging. Just like being on a deficit, restrictive calorie deficit, it's challenging, but the perk or the reason why we do it or we've done it is because we lose weight. And that's the end goal, right? That's the result that we're looking for. So there's a reason we're turning to that deficit, even though it's hard to do. It, you know, makes us feel like crap. It's, you know, exhausting and really difficult to follow. Many of the diets I've done too, that they're just challenging, but why I did them was because I wanted that result. That result was what I was after. So I cared more about that result than I did about being uncomfortable in that moment. And the problem is this, is that if we're going to lose some weight temporarily and be okay with it, that method works. So think about it. If you just want to take 10 pounds off and you're willing to do something that's really uncomfortable, you know, follow this diet and do these extreme steps to get that weight off, then great. You don't have to change anything. You can go ahead and do that, right? But what I'm talking to today is, what if you're the person, which I'm imagining all of us really should be, if we don't realize it yet, want to keep those results long after, right? And maybe you don't want some extreme results. If you want extreme results, like I did a competition, and you know, obviously I wasn't going to stay at those results. They're not sustainable. Well, that's a whole different story. But what I'm talking about is wanting to lose weight or get into better shape, but doing it in a method that doesn't feel good, right? Or that is so restrictive and so difficult and so taxing that you just, you know, this is not going to be how you live your life. And you know, sooner or later, you're either going to give up or you're going to stop, because it's not something that you can live with. So that being said, when we go on a restrictive diet, like when we get triggered by the scale or a clothing size or how we look in the mirror, whatever that trigger might be, we turn to these cuts. It's a cut, because it's a cut in our calories. It's a very restrictive cut at that. And we're starting literally starting this phase, which is a phase of progress. If you work with a coach or a trainer, that is, it's called the cut, right? But diet programs are starting the cut at the wrong time, because you're typically not really knowing what you're doing in terms of calorie, you know, intake, and you know, how much food you should be eating, where your calories should be. And that alone is the problem, right? So there's no data. So you're starting off these restrictive cut without any data, without any tracking, and not knowing where you're starting from. So when you cut, you're either going to be losing some muscle mass, which most of us are when we're starting in this phase at this point of time. And then you have nowhere to go, because in this restriction that we just jump into without any data, we cut down to say maybe 1200 calories, 1000 calories, whatever the calorie range is in that specific cut. And then we have nowhere to go, because now we've most likely lost muscle mass because we haven't started correctly, because a diet doesn't tell us to start anywhere else, right? It just says to cut calories. You will lose weight. Calories in, calories out. CICO. That's this, you know, generalization, which, yeah, I mean, you know, if you just want to talk generalized, great, that's true. But there's so many other elements that, you know, your body is not just the same as everybody else. You don't just have one set of, you know, your metabolism to just run on one set. Like it changes. It's your body, your stress levels, your age, what you're doing, like all of these different areas of our lives is going to shift how the CICO, the calories in, calories out, works on our body. So we can't just generalize that and act like that's going to be the answer to our challenges. It's not. So in this topic of just starting in a cut, we are cutting from what? We don't even know. We have no data. So we have nowhere to go, right? It's like going on, you want to save money for something. I always talk about money, because it's like that next, the topic that we can relate with, that we know, we deal with it every single day. You're just going to go save some money, and you don't even know how much money you have or how much money you're going to save. Like, you have no data. How are you supposed to know where you're going to go? There's nowhere to go, you know? So that's the same thing with the diet. You have nowhere to go. And that's the dangerous part, is the not knowing where to go after, because now you're in a deficit. Mind you, probably lost some weight. Yes, lost fat, lost some muscle. And now your body has transitioned to this new way, this new metabolic rate. Like, your body is now more efficient at getting in less calories, which means it slows down your metabolism, which now means you're a little sluggish. You're going to feel more fatigue. And now you're going to require less calories to function, because your body has just slowed down. Right? So in this topic of changing how you start a diet, it's an interesting topic, because it's really where I work with most of my clients coming to me wanting to change this space of, like, I'm cutting calories, I'm doing all the exercise, and I'm not losing weight. And then we hit the age of 40 plus, and we think, oh, this is my hormones now, this is why I'm struggling. Where it's most likely not. I mean, it can be a slight reason, but for most of us, it's just because we're so much behind the eight ball in all of the past diets we've done, and the practices we're following, and even the lack of consistency inside of our nutrition and our fitness, that we're now struggling to even know where we're at. And then we just blame it on something that's easy to blame, like our hormones, right? Or, you know, my body just can't lose the weight, or this is just how the rest of my family is, so it must be my genetics. You know, all of those are just excuses to just throw our hands up in the air, because we don't know what's happening. And what's happening is that we've just become more efficient at this low calorie range. How do we change it? Like, how do we go up from here? And that's where, in the previous episode, I talked a little bit about reverse dieting, how important that is, and truly how most diets should begin. Not starting in this deficit, the cut, because we need to actually have something to cut, right? You need to have something to be able to show off, because a cut is going to reduce your body fat percentage. That's what the cut is known, is supposed to be for anyway. It's not just to reduce your body weight. Your body weight means a lot of different things. It doesn't just mean fat. You know, it means your muscle. It means your water retention. It means your organ size. There's so many other factors that are linked with your weight that we're just generalizing again. And it's not fair because we are not just a general. We are a unique body with a unique experience and history and so many different variables to consider that just to generalize is unfair to us and ourselves, right? And then we blame ourselves because we think we are lacking something or we're not good at this thing. Where, again, that diet was just starting in the wrong phase. So what are the phases? The phases are to figure out where the heck you're at now. So maybe start by counting your calories. What are you eating? Don't count your calories. I should rephrase that. Just start tracking. What are you currently eating? Just eat your normal daily diet, whatever you do on a daily basis. Don't worry about trying to impress yourself or like look good. And this is where I have my clients start just giving me 3 to 5 days, up to 7 days of data. Give me some data. It's like getting out your bank statements and looking at the data. You want to find what's happening. Once you find out what's happening with your data, then you can go and figure out, what do I need to do from here? How many calories am I eating per average? So if you take your calories and your food, you track it for a week, you can say you're eating 1500 calories one day, 2000 calories another day, 1200 calories the third day, 2500 calories the fourth day. You take 7 days of that calorie intake and you add them all together. So you're going to get a number like 11,000, 15,000, whatever that number is. And then you divide that number by 7. That's going to be your daily average calorie intake, because we want to look at averages, right? We want to look at what you're doing per average first. So you take that daily average and then you look at, what can I do from here? Can I increase? Can I make the foods that I'm eating a little healthier, right? Adding more whole foods. And then from there, I can truly make some adjustments to my diet plan, what I'm eating, so that I can start to get to maybe a little bit more of a consistent calorie intake, and I'm not just fluctuating all over the place. And then as I'm more consistent, then I can bring myself up to a maintenance. And you want to bring yourself up a little bit higher so that you can burn a little bit more calories without putting on fat. You might put on a little weight. I mean, it's not really, you know, putting on fat per se, but you'll go up just a bit, maybe a couple pounds, you know, anywhere, you know, 1 to 5 pounds or so. It's not detrimental, trust me, because when you do go back into that cut, you'll be in the right space for that cut where you are truly cutting more of the fat off. But this is really about getting your body to be able to metabolize more calories, which you need for energy, so you can go and crush your workouts and have a better day and feel better through your life and know that this is something I could sustain. So you bring yourself up, you take the data first, you review where you're at, you do a little bit of a reversing of the diet wherever you are, if you are in a deficit, if you've been dieting for a while, bring yourself up to more of a maintenance balance, right? So you're not putting any more weight on, but you are now burning better and more efficiently. And then you can go and add the workouts that you've been adding to your cut where it hasn't been helping you very much, right? Now you add these workouts, you'll be able to do more, you'll be able to lift more, you'll be able to put more into your emphasis cardio-wise or strength-wise, and you're going to get more out of it, build some muscle on top of it, and now you're not in a bulk. Because if you're in maintenance and you're doing these workouts, you're not going to be bulking, right? You're going to be probably losing some fat as you're building muscle. So you'll be able to do a little bit of the both. And that works a little slow at this point, but it's possible to do when you get yourself out of that very low extreme, like non-data space. And from there, then you can play with that. Once you get to a point of like, okay, I've put on enough muscle and I feel good right now, I feel strong. I have an event coming up or a vacation coming up. I want to do a bit of a cut. That's when these cuts can work for you, my friend. And that's when you go into this drop in your calories done intentionally and correctly and with the data that you already have now. So you're not just slashing something, you know, without knowing what it's going to do for your body. So now you can lose the body fat, not the muscle mass, and actually get some great results. You'll see the body tone. You'll see the muscle composition shift. You're going to see your body transform and look amazing. And that's really what you want in the long run, right? And then with this process,
this, you can play with this. You can go back up a little bit in your reverse, get yourself back up to another, maybe a higher maintenance level, because your body is working more efficiently now. Maybe you have a little bit more muscle mass now, takes a little bit more calories to burn, and so it's going to feel better. And then you can put on a little bit more muscle by doing your workouts and progressively moving through those. And then something, you know, time goes by, you think, okay, I'm gonna do a little bit cut again. I want to see a little bit more results, and you do that cut. So it's this cycle. It's this pattern. It's not just cut calories all the time, every single day, and do all the workouts, and then what's wrong with me? It's just a decline. It's just a decline in what we're giving our bodies and what we're making our bodies do. And now, if you are over the age of 40, like I am, now we're in danger of cutting back our, or actually losing more muscle mass, because we're already declining. Our muscle mass is declining year after year, decade after decade after 40. It's just the core. It's just how our bodies work at this stage of life, and that's normal. But we can work with it, or actually against it, without speeding up the decline and actually slowing it down and adding to it, so we can age better. And it is possible, but it takes more attention. And there's just not a lot of information out there around this process. There's more coming, and I've been hearing more and more being shared, and I'm really happy about that. But this is something that so many of us, women specifically, have been very confused about, because we think, oh, I just need to cut and I need to be skinny, because muscle will make me look bulky and look like a man. And that is not the truth. And really, it just takes this process. And if you need to work with a coach, then find a coach and work with them strategically for a year or so, until you know, okay, I know what to do, and have them teach you what they're doing throughout the process, so you don't just doing it half-assed and not knowing what you're doing. All right. I hope this helps. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day or evening, and look forward to hearing from you. If you have anything, questions, or you want to have any feedback, please share in the comments below. Let me know how you're loving these, if you have any other suggestions for topics, and then we'll cover those in the next episode. Until then, have a beautiful day, and be well. Take care.